So we went to the Jack. We got one call, ninth place in pork. So I'm like, I was psyched. It didn't matter at that point. So right there, it was a win. And then they called us for an overall grand champion. And it was just like, holy crap. You know, it was absolutely amazing. I just can't explain the feeling it was. Hey guys, this is Bill Gillespie with Smoking Hogs Barbecue, and come out and watch me on Barbecue Fight Club.
720 WGN live high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and as we kick into summer, there are so many people that are going to be spending time in their backyards. Very few of them, a select few, almost nobody will ever reach the heights of barbecue excellence and success, as our next guest honored to have on the line with us all the way from Abington, Massachusetts. He is the pit master for Smoking Hogs BBQ. He is a multi-time world champion. He is a best-selling author, the one and only Bill Gillespie. Welcome to WGN.
Thanks, Dane. Happy to be on the show.
Well, it's exciting to not only to have you on the show, to be able to talk to you and kind of share with the listeners a little background into what has been an amazing career in barbecue, but of course, you know, in the team photo for something that is historic and groundbreaking, has never happened before, the collection of great stars, you being one of the brightest for BBQ Fight Club.
Yeah, that's it's pretty awesome. You know, I'm pretty honored to be a part of that and definitely looking forward to participating.
Your career, and to let the listeners know, having won the American Royal Invitational and winning, of course, the Jack, which is really, I would think, one of the most, maybe it's probably the most prestigious barbecue competitions in the world, but totally different.
Yep.
Backdrops. And so one of the things that we've got for this competition, BBQ Fight Club, is we've got people from all over the country kind of showcasing sort of the range that we've got in barbecue as far as people. Not everybody's from, you know, Kansas City. So talk a little bit about Massachusetts, kind of your role there as one of its unique superstars on the barbecue scene.
Yeah, so we're just trying to put, you know, the whole Northeast region up on the, you know, the barbecue map. You know, it's no longer you know, the Carolinas or the Midwest or even Texas, you know, it's countrywide. It's, you know, the Pacific Northwest, California, it's all over the place, Canada, over in Europe now. And it's a growing, you know, I think barbecue, it always brings people together. You know, it's a long day of cooking, and it's a cool way to get together and enjoy some time and just have some fun with it.
That's one of the things I think that is maybe less known or less reported. Everyone talks about the competitions and the wins and the trophies and the ribbons and all that stuff, but just that communal feel, you know, the family that is the barbecue community and bringing people together, that's one of the highlights. You talk to anybody in this, and that's one of their favorite things about it, is being able to get together with family and friends in barbecue, bringing people together. You guys, and you mentioned it, Bill, for this event, for BBQ Fight Club, we're bringing the world together. You know, KCBS is in 42 countries, and this is going to be broadcast to over 100.
Yep. It's an amazing thing to be able to be a part of, you know?
So I know that, and for the listeners, let them know that you never stop. Obviously, always fine-tuning your craft to stay at the top of the game, is that while we are on this interview, you're doing a little bit of R&D on the chicken.
Yep.
You know, we don't want it, you got to keep it close to the vest. Don't divulge any secrets. But for the person who's hearing this that loves barbecue but mostly thinks about it as something in their backyard, what kind of time commitment is it to be doing it at the level you are?
I mean, every weekend that I'm not competing, I'm practicing. And even during the week, if it's like trying out, you know, if I get a line of rubs and sauces and everything, and you know, I'm always trying to create that next rub or that next sauce. So I'm always trying to R&D throughout the week and trying to just practicing my craft until, you know, I can't get it wrong, basically.
With the success that you've had at places like the Jack, and we'll talk a little bit about it, you still have, I think, even professionally and even with some of the, with the books and everything, a unique connection with like the average everyday kind of person that loves barbecue. Of course, right here in the Chicagoland area, Palatine, it's the headquarters for Weber. Your book, Secrets to Smoking on the Weber Smoky Mountain Cooker and Other Smokers, your best-selling book. So there is a great connection, right? It isn't all about having a giant Jambo, you know, and some of the things that people have. You can do great stuff with your Weber.
Absolutely can, you know. And people are still using them in competitions, and they're winning, and it's You know, they're a good cooker. You know, that's what I started out with. And I break it out every once in a while, you know, and just to kind of keep on things. But, yeah, I mean, you really don't need a big fancy pit to compete with. You know, I mean, I cooked on two or three of those WSMs when I first started, and that's all I really needed.
We'll let the listeners know we're talking with barbecue legend, Smokin' Hogs Barbecue, the one and only Bill Gillespie. And here's the other side of it. The backdrop in the communities where barbecue is happening, it is diverse as every place in America. But on the competition side, give a little perspective. Winning the American Royal Invitational, it's huge. You're right in the heart of all of that stuff, and it's one of those biggest contests. But then kind of talk about the magic of being able to win the Jack in that very unique setting right there with all of the best in one place as well.
Yeah, winning the Jack was just crazy. You know, that year we had gotten our first grand championship, and we had went on to win three in a row, our third in a row being an automatic to the Jack. So we went out to the American Royal that year as well, and we actually got two calls out there, and we got like a 10th place in pork and a 5th place in brisket the next day. And we're like, wow, you know, this is kind of cool. We can compete with these guys. So we went to the Jack 3 weeks later. We got one call, 9th place in pork. So I'm like, I was psyched. It didn't matter at that point because I had gotten a call in every contest we had done that year, and we had never done that before. So right there, it was a win. And then they called us for overall grand champion, and it was just like, holy crap. I just, you know, it was absolutely amazing. I just can't explain the feeling it was, you know?
Yeah. I mean, well, it's immortality, right? And you know, and you've seen every year and every day and every month past that, whether it's young cookers that are coming up and looking for a little bit of advice, or whether it's just all of that exposure. As I think the barbecue thing grows and becomes more popular, I think some of those amazing championships are magnified. So it's very cool, and it's great to have you as an ambassador, not only in general in America for barbecue, but also for BBQ Fight Club. So for those people who want to get the book, I'm sure it's available on Amazon and your favorite bookstores nationwide, and we'll have links up.
It is.
At WGNradio.com. But you've got some rubs and you've got some other stuff. Where can people find all the accoutrements?
Yeah, so you know, like you said, the books are available on Amazon. I got three books, and my rubs and sauces are available on our website, you know, www.smokinhogs.com. It's also available on Barbecue Spot or BBQ Spot. And there's a bunch of other stores throughout the country that the sauce and rubs are available at.
We're excited coming up. There's going to be the BBQ Roundtable that's going to be live on Monday night. And that is a free preview where people are going to be able to see you, the other teams, contemporaries, kind of very casual setting, just kind of sharing your journey through barbecue, things that, you know, experiences or maybe some fun times that you guys have all had together. And then Tuesday on Fight TV is the main event, BBQ Fight Club, 6 of the world's best teams, 6 great judges, and it's all happening in one night. And we can't be more excited to have you in on it, Bill Gillespie. So thanks so much for everything that you're doing, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, and looking forward to coming out and showing what I got.